The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good morning and welcome to Empowering Family Caregivers Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Meghna Giridhar, your host for today's show sponsored by eCareDiary.com. October is National Physical Therapy Month, and today we will talk about safe strength training for enhanced cognitive health. Our guest is Lawrence Neal, founder of Corporate Warrior, the high-intensity training business and lifestyle podcast and blog. He has interviewed over 150 world-class health, fitness, and business experts to discover the tactics and strategies they use to optimize success in their high-intensity training, health, and high-intensity training business. Lawrence's current primary focus is to publish weekly podcasts on HIT, which is high-intensity training, and health, and help business owners make efficient and effective exercise accessible to more people. Lawrence, thank you so much for joining. We are so excited about today's show.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
I would like to begin by getting your thoughts on the kind of exercises you would recommend for the elderly, for anti-aging in general.
Sure. So I think, you know, firstly, obviously in the intro there you talked about high-intensity training, and high-intensity training, for obvious reasons, comes with some baggage and might sound quite scary to older populations, especially those words high-intensity. You know, they can often associate that with high risk of injury or danger, which I completely appreciate. But, you know, resistance training or strength training is often the words I use to talk about this, because high intensity kind of scares people away. But all high intensity means is that you're using a high intensity of effort to ideally achieve muscular failure. And so the type of exercise that I advocate, you can call it high intensity training or strength training or resistance exercise. And the important thing is that we are or that the subjects are reaching a muscular fatigue or muscular failure at the end of their exercises. And this is done very slowly with great control and excellent form. And it's ideally supervised, but doesn't have to be. I mean, you can be supervised by a personal trainer in high intensity strength training, or learn how to do this on your own at home or at the gym, depending on what works best for you. There are a lot of high intensity training facilities, you know, around the world, but particularly in the US. And they are very used to working with the older population, and have a lot of clients in kind of the 70 to 90 plus age bracket. So they're very well equipped and experienced in working with those populations and understanding how to optimize their workouts and help them get great results without harming them.
Why do you recommend this kind of exercise versus this is something new for me too? When I was kind of reading through your resume and the work that you've done, I was pleasantly surprised to know that seniors could also attempt this kind of exercise. But what are your reasons for recommending this for, you know, an elderly population?
Yeah, very good question. So ultimately, strength training done to muscular failure, which just means that the subject can't, if they're doing a chest press, for example, and most people are familiar with a chest press or push-up type exercise. Once you reach muscular failure, which means you just can't continue to do the exercise anymore, you stimulate an enormous number of positive changes in the body. So when it comes to getting the positive outcomes from exercise, nothing comes close to strength training. You know, even things like aerobic training or high-intensity interval training don't tick as many boxes. High-intensity strength training will improve cardiovascular health, muscle mass, strength, bone mineral density, metabolic health, so things like insulin sensitivity and the ability to burn body fat, and cognitive health. So really the reason I recommend it and why I really am trying my best to help by collaborating with experts is to try and explain to people that it's not scary and it's not dangerous, and if performed in the right way, it's the best thing you can do for your health from an exercise point of view.
And how does this kind of exercise benefit cognitive health? Do you feel like seniors can avail of the benefits right away, or is this something that takes time once you kind of get into your own routine?
So this is really exciting. There's a lot of science and research going into the benefits of exercise and cognitive health. And actually, the improvements are pretty instantaneous. I mean, they as soon as you start doing this type of training, the improvements start straight away. As we all know, brain size and function declines with age and inactivity, and the risks of neurodegenerative diseases increase over time. And what's really cool is resistance training is very effective at improving brain integrity and the size of brain matter. So things like, for instance, your hippocampus shrinks with age. This has been shown to increase in size of strength training, and also brain function. And it's believed that the mechanisms behind this, like why resistance training is improving these markers, is the increased release of brain-derived neurotrophic factor and insulin growth factor 1, or IGF-1. And these are growth factors which are actually decline with age and inactivity. So by doing resistance training or any exercise, you are improving the release of those growth factors. The reason why I advocate resistance training is, as I said just now, there's obviously a whole host of benefits to the body that are stimulated from resistance training. But a study done in 2013 showed that resistance training was actually more effective at enhancing cognitive performance and functional plasticity versus traditional aerobic activity. And again, it's my belief that this is, and not, I should say my belief, it's the belief of a lot of the scientists involved in this work, is that resistance training, especially performed at high intensity, so ideally to muscular failure, is optimal for stimulating the releases in these growth factors, which positively impact brain health. And I just find that incredibly exciting finding. And in addition to that, and this is, again, more related to anti-aging, and it's, I guess, tangential to cognitive health, is that there was a study by Simon Milov, al, and colleagues, which looked at the resistance training effect on gene expression in seniors. And the outcomes were astounding. They showed that resistance training reversed the gene expression in 170 genes associated with age, and the gene expressions of the resistance-trained older subjects in the study demonstrated characteristics similar to those of the younger group. And I quote, "The researchers also noted that mitochondrial impairment," that's the powerhouse of every cell in our body, "which is normally seen, the impairment is normally associated with inactivity, was reversed with 6 months of resistance training." And I just think that's astounding. And it always baffles me when research like that comes out and more people don't just get straight down the gym and start lifting weights.
If someone wanted to do this for the very first time, and, you know, if someone who's a senior member of society, what tips would you suggest for them to kind of get started in a safe and effective way?
So there's a couple of options. It's not everyone has access, but if you do have a high intensity training or HIIT facility in your local area, then I do think that's the best option for seniors, in that you can, you don't really have to educate yourself as much on how to do this type of training, and you can be able to work with someone who can supervise you and make sure that you are exercising safely and getting the best results you can. And so if that's an option, I would literally Google or try and find a local facility that specializes in this type of training. Alternatively, there's a fantastic book called Body by Science, which is written by Dr. Doug McGough, who's an MD, and his co-author, John Little. And that's really one of the most popular books on high-intensity training written in the last sort of 10 to 15 years. And in that book, it will show you how to, and I have no affiliation, by the way, but that book will show you how to practice this type of training safely and effectively in the comfort of your own home or in a gym. So if you can't find someone to, you know, a facility or supervision, then this is the next best thing.
Thank you so much, Lawrence. This is incredible amount of information, and I'm so glad we broached this topic with our audience members, for whom, for many, I'm sure this is something that they had never thought possible. So thank you for sharing all this information. I would like to direct our listeners to your amazing website, corporatewarrior.co. It's not com, it's corporatewarrior.co.
Correct.
For more resources, more information, you can also reach out to Lawrence directly or reach out to us for any other questions that you might have on this very important topic. I'd like to thank our audience for tuning in today. Join us next time on Tuesday, October 23rd at 2 p.m. Eastern for our Caregivers Speak radio show. This will be conducted by our caregiving expert, Marjorie Papp Steinmetz. She will speak to Jenny Smith Pierce, Executive Director, National Center for Creative Aging, about the caregiving guide launched by the NCCA. To learn more about eCare Diary and our upcoming shows, visit our website, ecarediary.com. Registration is free and gives you immediate access to your personal care diary tool. You can find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. My Twitter address is ecare_diary. Thank you so much once again, Lawrence. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.